I'm here with Dr. Kenneth Carpenter, a paleontologist from USU Eastern who has made a remarkable find. Dr. Carpenter, tell us about these giant clams.
These giant clams are kind of cool because they've not been reported in the state before. I've heard of people claiming to have seen them before, but nobody's ever substantiated it with like a photograph or anything or a piece of the shell. So I think this is for Utah a new discovery.
So you're advertising them as giant clams. Exactly how big are they?
They're pretty cool. They're 4 to 5 feet in diameter, so it's a whopping big clam.
Do you have any idea why they grew so big?
These clams lived on the seafloor when this part of Utah was underwater during the late Cretaceous, roughly between 90 and, say, 70 million years ago. And at the time, the seafloor was kind of a muddy ooze and didn't have much support. If you could stand on it, you'd probably sink to your waist, if not deeper. Anyway, these clams are really big and flat so that they can rest on top of this muddy substrate without sinking in. And consequently, there was very little else on the seafloor at this time, and these clams then acted as islands in the mud. And they provided a surface in which oysters could live. And so we've got specimens with whole top side just covered with oysters. It's kind of cool.
Tell me about how you found them.
One of the staff members, the exhibit director, and I went to check out what he thought was a dinosaur site, but it proved not to be of great importance. It was a busted-up vertebrae. And I had noticed these rolling hills near Green River, but I thought, you know, those look an awful lot like the same kind of rolling hills that I had collected in Wyoming when I was a student. And so we decided we'd cross the railroad tracks and go over and look. We were specifically looking for marine reptiles, these giant lizards called mosasaurs, as well as long-necked plesiosaurs and fish and whatnot. But instead, what we saw were these really big busted-up fragments of shell. And I thought, wow, this is interesting. What astounded me was how thick some of these pieces were. They were 3/4 of an inch thick, and I'd never seen shell that thick, and so I knew that there must be some pretty big clams in the area. And sure enough, we walked around and we began to find them broken out and eroding out of the clay. And it was obvious that if we were to come back and carefully dig, we might be able to uncover more intact specimens. And so a couple months later, we did indeed go back and look. And we looked specifically for shells that were just starting to erode out. And by carefully digging back in following that layer, that's exactly what we uncovered, these huge clams. And so it was rather astounding. What's kind of interesting is that because the seafloor was so monotonously boring, there was no reef that fish could live in, these clams provided the refuge for small fish. These types of giant clams have been found previously in Kansas in the chalk beds out there. And inside some of those clams have been found schools of small fish, about the size of a sardine. And so when we were excavating out these clams, I said, you know, we got to watch very carefully for fish bones. And sure enough, we began to find sardine-sized bones. Unfortunately, we haven't found anything intact like the Kansas ones, but I suspect that somewhere inside one of those giant clams, we're going to find some intact fish. So that's pretty cool.
If someone wanted to see these clams, where would they go?
We've got one on exhibit here that shows the oysters on top of it. There's another specimen that we excavated, which we gave to USU Logan, to the geology department. They're trying to build a small museum. I don't think that it's on exhibit yet, though. So right now, if they want to see one, they'll have to come to our museum.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Kenneth Carpenter, a paleontologist from USU Eastern, who was one of the men to find a set of giant clams in central Utah. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Brianna Bodley.